Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trey Wingo at 8:20 this morning. CC, the Browns making a run. Matt Miller does, which makes it all that more frustrating, I think, for Browns fans. Aditi Kinkabwala at 9 o'clock. Also, I was looking down at the cut sheet. Did you see in the cut sheet we have Martha Stewart quotes?
No, why? I just heard you say it.
I went, oh, she's a SI swimsuit model.
I saw 80, that.
81. Martha Stewart.
Today Show.
Audio courtesy of the Today Show. Interesting.
Will you be Beautiful. Picking up that edition?
Beautiful.
Will you add it to your collection of swimsuit editions?
Why not? Beautiful woman. You know.
We were discussing last week when you were gone.
What?
Where are they just going to put the swimsuits out? I don't need the models.
Yeah, just the actual swimsuits with nobody modeling them. Like, here they are on a rack. Here are the swimsuits.
But you got to see what they look like because you can, in your head, you vision what they would look like on you or your wife or something like that. So you have to have somebody wearing it. That's the way it goes.
Oh, is that why they do it?
Well, in a particular situation, yes.
That's why I've always asked the sales girl. I go,
yeah, I've never understood.
You look like my wife.
They did it in the Christmas Vacation.
In every 80s movie.
Yes.
All right. who else is in there this year?
I saw Angel, I have no idea.
Well, Angel Reese was in there too. So capitalizing on that NCAA tournament run and everything, where she has now gained more followers on Instagram.
Wow. I'm going to have to go pick up the issue.
But not Caitlin Clark, right?
I do not think she's
Had
in there.
Had she won.
Would she have been in there? I don't know.
Winners only, man.
They get the spoils, man.
Yep. Martha Stewart did hard time, came back, rebuilt the empire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think she ever lost the empire. Rebuilt the empire, did the show with Snoop. Don't even start. Don't even start. And then off.
I mean, he had to move on at some point.
Off she went. Well done. Well done for her. All right. Did you like the offseason that Andrew Berry's had?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I thought it was lacking until this move. I said that. I got heavily criticized for saying it.
Za'Darius Smith is what put it over the top for you.
Yeah, they did not have a legitimate, proven pass rusher that was going to be paired with Myles Garrett. Right, they did not have that. And then when I criticized the team for that, boy, the Browns homers did not like me. And then now they went out. And by the way, if it wasn't going to be him, Mary Kay Cabot reported it was going to be Ingram.
Melvin Ingram.
Mm-hmm. So clearly the Browns agreed with me.
So, I
and they
ask
went out
this.
And they bolstered it.
I want to ask people this. If you think that he's had a good offseason, and we all think that I like this move with Za'Darius Smith, and I liked bringing in Juan Thornhill. You're always quick to say, well, every team brought in a Juan Thornhill. Okay, well, we were one of the teams that brought in a Juan Thornhill, and hopefully our Juan Thornhill, the real Juan Thornhill, will play very well for our football team. I like the offseason he's had. If we like the offseason he's had and we thought it's a good offseason, what do we say in December about him then if it doesn't go that well? Like, do I have the right? Because I can always say and try to run away from responsibility. I mean, a fan's a fan's a fan. I guess you can decide whatever you want. You can always turncoat whatever you want. You can always delete any tweet you ever sent, whatever you want to do. But like you and I, right? If we want to be glorified fans about it, if you say right now, I'm Tone. I like the offseason. I'm Ken. I like the offseason. If they are not going to the playoffs by the time late December comes around, like they weren't last year, what do we say about the offseason and the players he got now? Do we go overboard about Kevin Stefanski? Do we go overboard about players that were already drafted? How do we hold Andrew Berry accountable then? Because clearly he's doing things that needed to be done to put heat under the team to get them to the postseason. Like you go out and you get a guy who's going to turn 31 at the beginning of the year, not to build for the future. You're trying to go for the postseason now. Clearly we all know what this is all about. If you're trying to do this, then what do I stand for here if it doesn't go our way? Like that's something I got to ask myself here. Because a lot of times we've sat here and go, well, it's a good offseason. And then we look at it and go, well, it's a 6-win football team. What do I actually say about it if it doesn't go our way? If it does go our way, then, hey, we get to all be happy and we all get to all be right. Za'Darius Smith helps out. Oboa Okoronkwo helps out. Hopefully Juan Thornhill helps out. Maybe a rookie or two helps out here and there with depth here. And then away you go. But if it doesn't go our way, how do I hold, if I like what Andrew Berry's done, how do I hold him accountable in the grand sense? If they don't make the playoffs, the head coach will just be gone.
But it won't matter.
What do I do with the general manager?
I don't think it'll matter if you like the moves back in May. I mean, Browns fans love the moves every May. Every May. And I remember doing radio during the 0-16, before the 0-16 year.
Obviously.
Browns fans were elated about that offseason. And then they won zero games.
Obviously.
And they were actively tanking.
But Tone,
fans like the moves every year.
I'm talking about you and I.
Yeah.
What if you like it? You are on the record on public airwaves right now. You like the offseason that he's had. And I like the offseason that he's had. Obviously, it takes more for you to say it than I to say it.
Sure.
If we are on the record, people hold us accountable for what we say, then if it doesn't go their way, what do we say in late December? Because again, if they don't make the playoffs, they'll just get rid of the head coach. Okay, what do I do with the general manager? Because it's going to sound like I'm making a bunch of excuses and hemming and hawing if I go, well, they went on and got this guy, and this guy didn't work out, and that guy didn't work out, and we'll just get together with another draft. Mm-hmm. Really, we'd just get together with another draft after we traded the 3 first-round picks for the quarterback and made all the moves for the wide receiver and brought in all these other guys? We're really going to do something like that? Like, these moves are made to compete, to get to the playoffs now in a very tough AFC. Can I blame him for the season if the season doesn't go our way?
Well, of course you can.
Can I hold Andrew Berry accountable?
Yeah, this is the mistake I think people make all the time about front office people. They think that Andrew Berry's done now. They think he's done, although there are rumors that he's going to add another member to the secondary. Whatever.
Yeah, probably after June 1st.
But this is what happens all the time in the NFL and with Andrew Berry that we have heavily criticized. At least I have. I know you have too at times. Not being able to kind of understand what's going on in your locker room, not being able to figure out what's going on with Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield and other people within the locker room, the communication issues between defensive coordinator and maybe not just the players, but also your head coach. I think there's more to being a GM than just, hey, I gave you these new players. They're supposedly upgrades. That's my job. I'm done. I'm going to now go away on vacation until week 18. Like, that's just not how it works. I think you're always trying to improve the team. You're always trying to figure out where the warts are, and you're trying to help. So if this team, if it falls off the rails again in December and then in January, then no, we're not just firing Stefanski. We're absolutely looking to see if we need to pivot.
But we say all the time, all he can do is pick the players. And if we agree with these moves that he's made, how can I then say that he's done a poor job if my coach has failed to motivate, if my leaders, the players that my ownership has signed off on, which owners can always pass the buck, they're the owners, but ownership has signed off on, that they weren't also able to motivate other people as well.
Yeah, but
the
part
offense
of it
is on a trip to Puerto Rico now to build team building, right? To have a team building exercise right now as they get ready for the football season. Well, all Andrew Berry can do is pick the players. I gotta hold those guys accountable.
But have his drafts been good enough? And they've had to cover up for the bad drafts with big free agency or trade moves. And a lot of times in the NFL, when you're trying to retool on the fly through free agency and trades, that can be a losing proposition. That is only short-term fixes. That doesn't necessarily solve your culture issues. Like Za'Darius Smith is a rental. I mean, even Nathan Zagura admitted yesterday that's probably a rental. So that's one and done. So even if he has a great year, then what are you doing the next year? Because he's probably gone.
Chuck and Lyndhurst, you're next up in the Fan. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I got you, Chuck. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen. Andrew Berry's doing a pretty decent job with what he had as far as, you know, new draft picks and things like that. But here's my problem with the Browns is that we've had good players on this team the last two or three years. But when we get these players, it's like the coach don't know how to use them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So there's a problem. There's a problem, a disconnect there, because anytime you got a premier running back like Nick Chubb, and then you're not going anywhere in the playoffs, and the guy needs 200 yards, you feed the ball to Nick Chubb so at least he can win the rushing title. Now, that's happened 2 years under Stefanski, where Nick Chubb was that close to winning the rushing title, but they didn't feed him the ball. He just got passed at the end of the season.
Let me play devil's advocate for you, Chuck, because I don't necessarily disagree in a lot of ways, but I'm also thinking if they're going to do the big brain stuff, and I've bandied this opinion about, and Chuck, I got to let you go. Thank you for the call. Is what do we say? If they have a 1% chance to make the playoffs like they did when Deshaun Watson was brought in, why am I going to put a bunch of things on tape? Why am I going to run my running back into the ground? Remember, we got texts the year before when they weren't going to the playoffs, and we were upset that they weren't running Nick Chubb, going, we have this quarterback who won't take himself out of the season. Why am I going to run my running back into the ground when I can use him in the future? Now, I didn't necessarily agree with that opinion, and neither did you, but there were people who said, no, that's what they were thinking. That's what they were thinking. Telling me, which I thought was kind of harebrained, they told me I was right. So that's
such the opposite approach on running backs in the NFL than everybody else. Everybody else is like, run them into the ground while they're in their prime, while they're at their youngest, while they're at their most explosive. We're like, hey, let's save them for when they're on the other side of 30.
We treat them like Cameron's dad's car in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. 216. Eventually, we're going to use it.
474-0092. Coming up, you might be downloading another app to watch one of your favorite Cleveland teams. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I heard you and John a couple of weeks ago on that Friday as I was driving down. I was listening to you guys outside of Macon, Georgia.
Oh.
And I just heard John's conversation with Mitch Hewitt over at Chardon. I think for some people it might be eye-opening. For guys like you and me, there's some things that we know about that he certainly nails down. But it's a great interview on John's podcast. Unpaid testimonial, Telich Talks. John's great.
He's got some real inspirational guests, too. He has a lot of the guys in his world that actually don't sit around and do nothing. They actually go out and continue to run and sprint, and they just stay active no matter how old they are. It's incredible. It puts you to shame. It really does put you to shame when you see that there are these guys. I mean, John is he shared his age with us on Friday.
70. He's close to 70 yet. Yeah.
And yet he still did a 50-miler. He still did, you know, endless triathlons. He's still competing in. It's just insanity.
A wonderful man. What I'm having a problem with the Browns, I'm gonna get to the app thing here in a moment. What I'm having a problem with the Browns, amongst other things, I think that this is a frustrating offseason because Everything on paper tells you that this should be a much better football team, but we always have to couch it with on paper. We had Nathan on yesterday. How many times did Nathan say, and Nathan is the color analyst of the Cleveland Browns, how many times did Nathan have to say on paper? On paper. And Matt Miller, ESPN, if he's picking a team that didn't make the postseason last year that he thinks can make a run, the Cleveland Browns. And there were people going, yeah, I've heard that a million times, 7-10 until otherwise.
And think about that. We just had a team that was really good that missed the playoffs with a bunch of young talent at Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And he didn't pick that team.
And he
picked the Browns. First of all,
thank you.
Are you an idiot if you do that? Because I think people would say, wait a second, you are saying a team that didn't make the playoffs last year that could make a run, and you're not picking the team that had the MVP quarterback two years ago?
I don't think it's a hot take. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and pick against the Jets. I'm just trying to see it from his point of view where, hey, Aaron Rodgers is old. His season was not great. He had two MVP seasons before that, so let's all look at this in perspective here. So it wasn't an Aaron Rodgers type of season last year. They got the band back together when it comes to his wide receivers, so we'll see what he does. But we've seen the Jets go out and make moves for quarterbacks of the Packers before, and it's not all sunshine and roses. So if Matt Miller wanted to be a little bit different, the Browns are a perfectly reasonable pick. And I think for a lot of Browns fans, that's the most frustrating thing. They are a perfectly reasonable choice if you were to look up and down the conference and say, yeah, you know what, a team that didn't make the postseason last year, the Cleveland Browns, they got a talented quarterback, they got talent at this position, that position, this position. There are some question marks in there. We'll see how deep the wide receiver room is. We'll see how deep the tight end room is. We'll see how deep, obviously, the defensive linemen are and the linebackers are. We'll see how deep that is. We'll see who else they bring in after June 1st. I keep saying it. I don't want to keep banking on it, but I think they will bring in somebody after June 1. All right. If you were to pick someone outside the box, you would pick the Browns, and I don't think it's an unreasonable thing. But a Browns fan's heard that so many times, I think it starts to fall on deaf ears in the month of May. And it becomes frustrating to them. So I get where fans are saying, I don't want to hear that stuff anymore. Don't give me that stuff anymore.
I think we've gotten to the point where it's fair to say the Browns have not been able to earn the blind faith that they used to have. I think they've lost that. They've lost a lot of the, hey, we'll just respect, even though I don't know that the teams had earned that ever in this town, the blind faith.
No, but you have I have an email here from Tom and Aurora. Because I said 10-7 yesterday still was Za'Darius Smith, and the Za'Darius Smith move only strengthens 10-7. It doesn't make 10-7 11-6 or 12-5. Mm-hmm. It just strengthens 10-7 to me. And Tom immediately, you spend $230 million on multiple first round picks for 10-7. Yeah, you're in the AFC. The AFC's difficult.
That's the hard part. And 10-7 might only be the sixth seed.
You will have a Chiefs who will win 14 games. You may have another team that wins 14 or 13 games. You will have a lot of teams that 10, 9, 11, somewhere in there. It's going to be difficult. I'm not sure if it's going to be. I think there's going to be some times where some really good teams in the AFC, their records aren't what they should be. Hello, exactly what we've been talking about over the last calendar year. The Browns are 7-10. That team should not be 7-10. That team should not be 7-10. That's why you're all calling us pissed off. And that's why I can't sit there and I can't tell you guys you're wrong. I can't say you're wrong.
You actually had one of the healthiest quarterback situations last year. I know you didn't have Deshaun Watson all year, but Brissett played well, relatively speaking, compared to the rest of the NFL, was healthy. If you had healthy quarterbacks, I mean, think of the Jets. They would have died to have good, healthy quarterback play.
They started four guys.
And they went 7-10.
League-wide was 67 quarterbacks.
And that's a lot. My whole thought of it is this with Andrew Berry, though. What do I hold him accountable for other than I'm just really mad that they didn't make the playoffs if we're saying that this is a good offseason? Like, if I know, you can get a non-playoff season. Say they go 9-8, they don't make the playoffs. You cannot make the playoffs at 9-8, obviously. But Siaki Ika plays well. Cedric Tillman, once they change his name to number 10 as the season starts, say he has some catches for you. Some other guys come around, they play okay. Juan Thornhill plays well for you at safety. What do we do then? Because if we're all saying that this is a good offseason, and I know the draft picks have been, but remember, if you're starting in the third round, you're going to get a lot of, it's not like you're hitting on number ones here.
Right.
What do I do there? What do I hold? I'm asking a question.
Yeah, Kenny, I'm
what
telling you.
What do I hold his feet to
before,
the fire on?
His drafts have not been good enough. He's had to make up for it in spending and trading in free agency and through the trades. The trades have been good. His trades look on paper like they've been incredible. If you go just to Amari Cooper last year and now it's Darius Smith, those look like excellent, excellent trades. And that's before Smith ever plays a down of football for the Cleveland Browns. But his drafts haven't been good. And when you don't draft well, it's almost impossible to compete at the highest level. Because when you draft well, that means that you get this incredible bonus. And that incredible bonus is really good players at very affordable costs, dirt cheap. And he hasn't done that. You can't point to his drafts and say he's drafted well comparatively. You just can't. And so that's what you hold him accountable for.
Like if I look at it, 216-474-0092. I'm going to get to Henry here in a second. Like I use this as an example. You have harped on me about Perry and Winfrey, and I've only said, hey, have some patience. We'll see what happens by the time camp comes around and June 1 and all that stuff. If Perry and Winfrey still on a football team, and Perry and Winfrey asses off again and becomes a problem again, and that's part of the just part of the storyline that goes with a team that doesn't make the playoffs again, that goes against Andrew Berry. If Cade York is missing field goals in the fourth round, that goes against Andrew Berry. Like Alex Wright, is not ready to be a starting defensive end, clearly, and he was a third-round choice.
But even go backwards, can you now hold him accountable for the Clowney decision? Okay, Clowney played well for a year, and then you went after him again. He didn't, and then caused a rift in the locker room.
True.
And then to replace him, you went with another rental to be determined, but he has to do all that because he hasn't drafted a guy that could be young and be in the same window with Myles Garrett. That's what they've had in Pittsburgh with Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt.
I'm trying to be fair. For the head coach, and you're right about that, and it's a great example. With the head coach, it's simple. If you don't make the playoffs, he's going to go. He's a fine man, but he will be separated from employment. That, we all understand. 95% understand. I mean, it's not a guarantee, but it's almost a guarantee. If you don't make the playoffs, he's going to go. I don't need to say anything more. With the general manager, I'm trying to be fair. I can just get up here and say he's mad and he needs to go. I'm trying to be fair. That's all I'm trying to do. It's the same thing. J.B. Bickerstaff, what did he do right? What did he do wrong? I know the NBA is a very quick league when it comes to coaches. I'm trying to be fair. Terry Francona, obviously we've been more than fair. I'm trying to figure out what's fair, what's foul, what can we do in December if this thing is not going our way. If it's going our way, we don't need to worry about any of that. Kevin will still be here. Andrew will still be here. And we don't need to worry, and we hope it goes that way. But if you're giving me what you're giving me, I want to see how does Greg Newsom play now with a different defensive coordinator?
Absolutely.
How does Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah play that he'd have hopefully a full season where he's healthy?
Myles Garrett.
But these are ideas.
Is he going to be defensive player of the year in this system?
I can't guarantee these things, and usually they don't go the way I want them to go. Henry in Strongsville, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, I know you had a caller yesterday that about the same time giving you the rah-rah speech, be a fan. But boy, I'm listening to you guys, and all I keep thinking about is over the last 10 years, we've had 9 losing seasons. And I'm sitting back going, do we have a regime that is going to do a culture change? Because there's something wrong from the top down, from the standpoint, you look at how Jacksonville switched, how Philadelphia has switched, possibly Detroit. Do we have the people up top? And I'm talking coach, GM, et cetera. It's not only getting the players, it's the culture. Do we have a message like, let's be killers for once? Instead of being the one taking the hit, when are we going to be the hammer?
Well, the players, I think in the NFL, it's still going to have to be the players there. I mean, Doug Peterson, I take him seriously down in Jacksonville. You've used Jacksonville as an example. Doug Peterson, I take him seriously. I think that Trevor Lawrence takes him more seriously than what he took Urban Meyer. I think Urban Meyer didn't take the whole entire situation very seriously there. I don't know what he was doing. But when you had
guys, 9 losing seasons.
Okay, but those guys weren't there 9 years ago. None of these guys, the guys in Jacksonville weren't there 9 years ago. The guys with the Browns weren't there 9 years ago.
From 1990, I'm saying let's go back from last year.
Okay,
10 years.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Stay with me because you're comparing the Jacksonville Jaguars to the Cleveland Browns, And you said over the last 9 years, well, some of these guys were in elementary school by the time 9 years ago was. So you and I are older than that, Henry, so we have longer memories. Look at where it is now. You go out and you get a guy like Trevor Lawrence. You have the wrong guy leading him who doesn't care about what the football team's doing. They get rid of him. They bring in a serious head coach who's been to the highest level before that guy can take care of, and they've taken it to another level. I'm trying to do it the other way when I bring in the quarterback. Can that guy lead these other players on this football team? Because it's got to start and finish within the locker room. I can't just sit there and put it all on the head coach and general manager.
I understand that. All I'm saying is I'm in my 50s. I was at the drive. I remember the 80s. I remember 95 with Belichick. That's what I'm hanging my hat on, and a playoff win in coronavirus year. And I'm sitting there going, when is – I'm so desperate for them to just be the damn Steelers. You know, let's not have losing seasons, for God's sakes. When is that finally going to happen for us? That's where my frustration – I remember my dad talking about it. Now I've turned into my dad. I'm like, I'm just going nuts here. I can't take it.
Well, that's – I don't want to sing Harry Chapin to you, Henry. Thank you very much for the call. Sorry about that. I was going to say I'd take a playoff win in a syphilis year, but here we are.
I'll tell you, whole point about, you know, wanting to have the killers, because we've always said, like, the Steelers have had those guys. Is that a reflection more of the coordinators, the head coach, or the players?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think it's always a reflection of the players. We pick and choose. When the Steelers didn't make the playoffs a couple years ago, what were we saying about Mike Tomlin? Oh, the chickens are coming home to roost now. Mr. Players coach. We all said he had discipline. Now look what's going on. And Antonio Brown hadn't played for the Steelers in a long time, but the guy's always in the news doing goofball stuff, so we wanted to blame him for that and all the other things that came with it. Now they're back in the playoffs. Why? Well, their players lead, and they go out and they win football games. They do what it takes to win. We find a bunch of excuses. And we have guys who line up, and they don't do this in Pittsburgh. I'll give them this. They don't do this in Pittsburgh where when Baskin came walking, he goes, "What'd you give me credit for? I heard you gave me credit." And I said to him yesterday, I said, "Baskin, you said when they lost that Jets game, the way they lost that Jets game, it affected them for the rest of the season." And that shouldn't have been true, but it was true.
Game two.
It shouldn't have been true. And what was so upsetting about it is that the team, and we have the audio, we have the clips, the team that went out there after losses and went, "Well, we got 11 games. Well, we have 9 games left. Well, we have 8 games left." The only team in the NFL that would do that. And then they would not make the playoffs. They don't do that in Pittsburgh. The team that freaked out over week 2 and would tell you we have 13 games left and 12 games left and so many games left couldn't get it together after that Jets game.
And that's by the way,
lot. I can sit here and scream and yell in Kevin Stefanski's face all I want. It's not going to make any bit of difference.
And think,
that has to go in the
locker
room.
About the Steelers season last year, how they started their season, the TJ Watt injury, and it looked like that was going to be a total disaster. Nope, still finished 9-8. Still almost made the playoffs. They were right there. I mean, these two organizations don't think the same way. And the Steelers have not been the Steelers. Like, they haven't been the big bad Steelers in a while since they've had Big Ben. But that team had every reason to mail it in after the TJ Watt injury last year.
You bring in guys, and you're right about that, and you bring in, remember, they were making the argument, and that was the beginning of the Kenny Pickett stuff. And now Kenny Pickett finished the season not great. I know whatever AA wants to say. At that time, they were thinking, should they tank and go after one of the quarterbacks in this draft, in this last draft that we just had in April? Yeah, that was the thinking there, and they ended up going off and doing other things. We were sitting here left holding the bag on God knows what when it comes to the Browns. So that's the difference. That's a locker room culture. And I can get mad at Andrew Berry, and you can call up and cuss him out and cuss us out for it at the end of the year. He's the guy who picks him. That's the best I can hold him accountable for. But if they're not going to have the guts to do it, then we're going to be left angry again at the end of the season. Because when Matt Miller of ESPN picks the Browns as a dark horse candidate to make a run, it's not unreasonable. I look at a team of talent. Do I have a team of guts? 216-474-0092. Up next, you might be having to download. Hey, you got those Extend Technologies TVs? You might need to put another app on there if you want to watch one of your favorite teams in the postseason. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live in the Fan. Trey Wingo, 820.
You know, one of the quick problems, Kenny, before we move on?
He already picked the Chiefs with the best record in the NFL for 2023. See where he has the Browns coming up at 820. Go ahead, Tone.
They've probably earned that, right? Even though it's not a fun pick or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's not very interesting.
Yeah.
But they've earned it.
Yeah,
you know, we've talked about what you've earned. Here's the other issue. Everywhere I look, every team in our division is getting great marks for the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the one issue with being in this division, is that every time you think about what has Andrew Berry done this offseason, you also have to compare it to these other teams, and it's all relative, right? If Cincinnati knocked their offseason out of the park, and seems like a lot of people are saying they did, the Ravens, they just had to figure out the Lamar Jackson situation. I have some major questions about them right now, but people are saying they had a great offseason. And then the Steelers, I've seen that as well. So you keep saying, if we all agree Andrew Berry had an offseason, but it's almost not enough anymore. It's not enough for Andrew Berry to have a good offseason. He has to have an offseason that is a measure better than the other teams in your division.
Well, my whole thing is, listen, you can be critical of it if you don't go to where you need to go. But if we're talking about the ultimate change, well, if we're all saying he's had a good offseason, and if any of those picks, remember those picks start in the third round, play to any decent level, well, I'm getting rid of them. We're going to make that change. We have to have big conversations before we just say get rid of guys. Immediately, we have knee-jerk reactions. Well, I don't want to have knee-jerk reactions there. I want to make a good, concerted conversation happen. My worst-case scenario is that around week five, things aren't going very well. They're 1-3, and then they make that knee-jerk reaction about Kevin Stefanski, and it turns into Hugh Jackson 2018 all over again. I'd be sick. Of course, it's so early in the season, you could always say, you could turn your season around,
I'd
be sick.
You just mentioned that, the Browns draft, and we like the Browns draft. I mean, Steelers took three players in the top 50.
They did.
So even if they only hit on one of
them. And I liked all those players. So.
Even if they hit on one of those players.
Even Broderick Jones, I really liked him.
Browns took one in the top 74.
They did.
They did. I mean, Elijah Moore, 34th overall. Give him credit.
So Nathan said that. We had Nathan on yesterday.
Yes, we did.
He had. I loved his analysis on this Darius Smith stuff, but he also the way that the Browns and because Nathan has said the Browns look at it this way. What they say about Elijah Moore, that he is their second round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's already considered a bust by many. So I don't know how many.
I'm putting that on Zach Wilson.
But how many teams are looking at their second-round picks that have already been considered a bust and saying, well, that's our second-round pick. A bust? That's not good, right? Until proven otherwise.
Yes. I'm right now electing to put that on Zach Wilson. If he doesn't play well this year, Venom, obviously, we have to reconsider some things. Especially if he does play well this year and Jerry Jeudy, or if he doesn't play well this year and Jerry Jeudy does play well, then obviously we'd have to reconsider some things. But hopefully we don't have to have that conversation. Adam Schefter had it out yesterday. People went crazy. The NFL announced that Peacock will be the home for the first ever exclusive live-streamed NFL playoff game, presenting an NFL wildcard playoff in prime time on Saturday, January 13th, 2024. It's an NFL, doesn't say NFC, so your Cleveland Browns, if they make the playoffs, could be playing on Peacock. And two-thirds of this room does not have Peacock. You don't have Peacock, Owen. Lima does not have Peacock. I have Peacock. There's some pretty good shows on there. I said that they're actually making a mistake there. They should have a regular season game on Peacock during Halloween because their Halloween selection is, I mean, just outstanding on Peacock.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. They have all the old Universal movies, like Bela Lugosi, Dracula, 1931. They got that. I mean, it's fantastic. Great time to sample Peacock Halloween. Unpaid testimonial, clearly. But people getting Peacock for the playoff game. This is a big deal to you, Tone.
Well, it should be. It's your first ever playoff game not on free TV, what we consider free TV.
Not network television.
Right. It'd be, well, not only that, I mean, ESPN, do you consider ESPN Network? Whatever, I get your point.
Yeah, cable, whatever. Yeah.
But we've always had access, and when you walk into a bar, you know, hey, playoff game's on, right? That's a big part of the playoff atmosphere or the playoff environment is that you know the game's going to be on no matter where you are. You're not going to miss it. Even if you're at a wedding, somehow, some way, there will be a TV. Now, the Peacock part of this is a lot of people are going to have to learn, again, how to get it. Do they want to get it? Do they want to do the free trial? Do they want to invest all that? They're going to have to. Except that, obviously, if the Browns are in the playoffs and it's on Peacock, I believe, and I don't have the fine print here, I believe it'll be televised.
Every other, like last year they were on Amazon, but that was streamed local, or that was locally on a local broadcast.
Well, if you're streaming this show in Charleston, South Carolina.
Right. So it's the best case scenario for people living in Cleveland is that the Browns are on that game.
Uh-huh.
Because you would actually
have access to it locally here.
Right, but the NFL playoffs have become such that everyone watches every game because there's so few of them that you're going to miss out on something that happens wild card weekend if you don't have this service.
So if this is successful, this is what I worry about, because it will be, right? Everything the NFL does, even if Amazon ratings went down a little bit, look at how much money it generated.
Well, it's successful
for the NFL.
That for one game, they've already paid $110 million.
You know the
one
quote.
Game.
You guys know the quote. The only bad NFL package is no NFL package.
So do you think this is a precursor? Everybody laughed and laughed and laughed when John Skipper, former ESPN president, head of ESPN, said that he thought, I don't know if he used the term inevitable, but he thought down the road we could see a Super Bowl on pay TV. And we went through the pros and the cons of that. The pros are they'd make a ton of money.
Now, the difference here
new
is
money.
That I believe at that time it was pay-per-view, and it's like, are you going to have to pay $100 or $50? Yeah. Bucks? I mean, what's Peacock? You can get the bargain basement for $6?
Is that what it is?
Something like that?
I think so much stuff, yes, you can. I think so much stuff has to change for the pay-per-view Super Bowl to be a realistic conversation, for pay-per-view football and the playoffs to be a realistic conversation. I think so, because remember, especially the Super Bowl, because it's such a global thing. So are people globally going to tune in and pay to watch the Super Bowl when they're seeing it over
network
television?
I wouldn't be surprised if in this country it was pay for play, and then
right.
Internationally where they're trying to make inroads, it would be free. It'd
possibly.
Be on whatever extensions of ESPN there are.
Possibly.
Internationally.
But we've done it, and we've talked about it so many times, and I just think every time we talk about it, every time I say when the NFL does something, I go, well, that's not going to make sense. And they just make gobs of money over it. But it's the one thing that I do think it's a bridge too far where, all right, what's your return on it? Like, you get the most eyes on it. There are so many people who are general, just not even fans. They're just there to congregate. Are they actually going to be a part of it? Will they go to parties for it? Will their usual parties be buying it, or will they just say to hell with it, we're just going to do something else? Like, the best thing about the Super Bowl is it's so broad. It's not just a sporting event. And I think when you make it pay-per-view, it takes away from the broadness of it that invites everybody in, which is exactly what the NFL wants. A playoff game, people will go for it for the playoff game, especially because there are hardcore ties into it, fans, gambling, the whole thing. But the Super Bowl, that's a different animal to me. That's where I
but
stand.
But not for those people that you're talking about that would watch the playoff game. Every single one of those people are going to find a way to watch the Super Bowl, are they
but
not?
But that's not to the tune of 115 million
no.
people.
No, but the NFL has to gauge, is it worth getting 50 less million people but making generating a whole new revenue stream that all these owners who care right. first and foremost about making more money could do it, and are people going to stop watching football?
216-474-0092. We'll get to you guys on this. And if Aaron Judge was cheating last night, you might have to admit it was pretty impressive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.